Hello, advanced listeners. Welcome back to our business article for the month of September. And we've already covered 2 days of our current business trends. The business trend that we took a look at was our vehicle sharing services. And rejoining me in the studio are two great panelists who were with us the last 2 days. To my left, I have...
Hello, everybody. This is Josh. I'm very glad to be back.
Now, Josh, what was something that you learned from yesterday?
Well, yesterday what I learned is that there are some very good reasons in order to consider doing the vehicle sharing service, but especially if you're the owner of a vehicle, that by sharing out your vehicle, you can make back a significant portion of the cost of owning a new vehicle.
Right. Okay, good. And also rejoining me from yesterday is Zach. Zach, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, what was something that you learned from yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday it was very interesting to learn how companies are rolling out platforms for sharing their vehicles and for getting renters and owners paired and being that platform or that middleman in order to change the game.
Right. Yeah. Over those last few days, we have been looking at how you can use peer-to-peer car sharing services to offset the vehicle cost of the vehicle that you own. Perhaps it's sitting idle in your garage and you want to make back some of that money, and this is one way you can do that. And yesterday we talked about why people may do that, also some of the obstacles you may face. We really did look at the pros and cons of that. But today we are looking at another type of business, a different kind of transportation, in fact, and we're heading in a different direction. And so also joining us, we have another panelist with us. Thank you for joining us today, Charlotte.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
We're glad you can be in the studio today with us.
Yeah, I'm not usually here in Taipei, so this is great.
Yeah, thanks for coming down from Ilan.
Or yeah.
Is it the other way around?
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that. Now, today we're talking about cycling rather than cars. We're going to a different transportation method. So I wanted to ask you all, do you cycle? And do you enjoy it? Zach, do you cycle?
I do. Not so much as a form of exercise, but it's just for recreation, for fun, or for transportation, getting around the city. A bicycle can come in very handy.
Good. All right. What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah, I love taking advantage of the public bikes, the U-bike, or now I think there's O-bike. There might be a B-bike coming, I heard, too. There's all kinds of public bikes. But I also do exercise cycling classes at my gym as well.
Well, that's great, because that is kind of the direction we're going to be heading in with today's class. So you're perfect for this.
Thanks.
What about you, Josh? Do you enjoy cycling?
I do enjoy cycling, and I like getting out there on a bicycle and exploring different areas for exercise, but I also try and combine it with transportation. So if I know that I need to be someplace and I have the time to be able to do so and the weather is good, I would much rather do it by bicycle than by, MRT or a taxi.
Right. I think we're living in Taipei and in other cities, we have quite a lot of convenience. Like Charlotte, you mentioned U-bike, all these different kinds of bikes. It's made it very convenient to get around the city. And so cycling is used for transportation, but it is also used for exercise, specifically for cardio exercise, to increase the heart rate, to get the blood pumping. And so over the years, I've seen... I would say just really an evolution of cycling within gyms, right? The gym used to have just the cycling kind of standing alone by itself next to a treadmill that people would use to warm up with, right, before they go and do an exercise class. And then what started happening was people started using the cycle in a class, right? They started using it as an actual class. We used to have like steps. Do you remember the step class? We would have a step that you step up and down.
Oh,
off,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We have weights in classes. You use free weights to do an exercise class. I mean, we just have ourselves, right? Whether it's a dance class or something like that. But here, we're actually using a stationary bike in the class. And I don't know, for some of you, that's called a spinning class in English. And so we've seen a rise in spinning classes within gyms themselves, but now there's also specific gyms only tailored towards these types of classes, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you have your advanced magazine, open up to page 22, or if you have your electronic device, join us there as well as we look at our first reading for today.
Boutique gym mixes cycling comfort. All you have to do is show up. Everything else is here. The clip-in shoes, clean, thick towels with shampoo and lotion in the showers. Lip balm, antibacterial spray, and hair ties are all complimentary. This isn't a spa. It's Cycle Bar in Mequon, Wisconsin. A 44-bike indoor cycling studio that took all the hassle out of getting to the gym and practically turned it into 60 minutes of self-indulgence of the healthiest kind. Giving customers a reason to return. What makes Cycle Bar unique is that it's been designed as a boutique gym. The boutique fitness theory is, if the experience is enjoyable, you'll come back. I feel like the trend now is towards all-inclusive, Cycle Bar owner Lauren Schroeder said. And the reason why we're predicting you'll want to come back is because there's a certain smell about the studio, a certain way it looks. It's always clean. You come out feeling like a new person.
All right, listeners, if you're joining us, we're on our third day of our business article looking at current business trends. And today we're looking at a boutique gym that mixes cycling and comfort. Now, this is a word that I think has appeared a little bit more over the last 15 years, this word boutique. Josh, what does that mean?
So normally when we talk about a boutique, we are usually talking about a small store that may sell many different things, but usually it's personal items. So clothes, handbags, jewelry. It tends to be stores that are not only small, but very well presented, so that it is very attractively displayed, as well as the items tend to be unique. And they usually tend to be a little bit on the expensive side, but I think the idea is that it's worth the cost.
Right. It draws those customers due to the uniqueness of it. Well, we're seeing a trend in gyms doing this kind of thing as well. Gyms, you know, we often think of gyms being very franchised. You know, there's a big franchise and they're in many cities around the world. But we're seeing that consumers want something a bit more unique, right? I wanted to ask you, first of all, about your gym experience, Josh.
My gym experience, well, I don't actually go to what most people would consider to be a traditional gym, although I do swim. I enjoy going swimming, mm-hmm. and a lot of times the swimming pools that I go to, there will be a gym attached to it. Mm-hmm. The other type of, like, sort of organized exercise I've gone to have been yoga classes or something that's been very popular in the United States in the last maybe 5 to 10 years in other parts of the world, but primarily in the United States, has been hot yoga. Mm. So these are all sort of gym-like activities in that you go to an area where they have a facility and a changing room, you sort of bring all of your clothes and all of your equipment, and you do your exercise, and then clean up as best you can and go home.
Right, yes, all-inclusive. What about you, Zach?
Sure. So for me, my gym experience is normally I'm kind of in and out. It's something I'm trying to do, trying to fit it in with the time. But you can get a sense of when I go to the gym that there is this really sense of community there, that people are not trying to rush out, but because these gyms have gone the extra mile and provided so many different things and resources, that people tend to stick around and meet the people that they're working out with.
Right. That's good. What about you, Charlotte?
Well, I remember back in university days, I would use like the gym in our school, and like it was free for students or very cheap. And, you know, the equipment was probably 20, 30 years old. It wasn't, there was no music, you know, and there was not that many people. But now I go to a gym that's pretty new, and they have like lights and they have loud music playing, and all the trainers are wearing the same uniform. And, you know, I kind of like it. When I first read this article, I was thinking, you know, I don't really want to go to a boutique gym. I go to a gym to sweat, to work out. I don't need to feel like I'm at a spa. I'm going there to exercise. But I realize I do really appreciate some of those nice things that my gym offers, like not having to bring my own towel, that kind of thing.
Right. I think there's a word we call amenities, right?
Right.
When we're looking at a hotel to stay in, we look at what kind of amenities the hotel provides, and that often can decide or help us make a decision whether we want to stay in this hotel or not. And I think the gym is trying to do the same thing. You know, gyms are very competitive. There are a lot of gyms out there, and so to draw the customer in, they need to not only look at their equipment, like maybe not making it 20 years old, but they also want to look at what amenities they have to offer the people or the gym goer, right? And so that's how these boutique gyms come about. Well, this one particularly mixes cycling and comfort. And what do we learn in the first sentence, Zach?
So, yeah, from the start, all you need to do is to show up. This gym seems to free the gym goer from having to prepare too many things, right? Everything you need is already there waiting for you.
Right, and we see they have clip-in shoes. What is that, Charlotte?
Well, normally on a spinning bike, you don't just sit down and pedal, you also stand up. And so with your normal shoes, it actually could hurt your feet after standing up for a while. So there's special like spin shoes that you can wear that are connected to the bike. And I think it also prevents injury, like prevents your feet from flying out while you're, you know, riding really fast,
yes.
Something like that.
Yes, it's actually what professional cyclists use. If they're, you know, doing the Olympics, any kind of races, they actually use clip-in shoes like this because, like you said, Charlotte, it's a lot more safe. Now, some of the other amenities that this gym has are clean, thick towels. Yeah, we want that after, you know, we've had a sweaty workout and then we take a shower and we want the towel to be able to absorb everything,
yeah.
Right? So to have these clean, thick towels is just refreshing. Also, not having to worry about bringing your own towel. Bringing your own toiletries, your own shampoo, and even lotion, right? Body lotion. These are some of the amenities that they provide, but they have even more, Josh.
So they also offer lip balm, antibacterial spray, and hair ties.
They're all complimentary. What does that mean, complimentary?
Well, complimentary is, we have another expression that we'll use that means the same thing, which means it's on the house. Which means that they are given free by the owners or the of a shop or a theater or, in this case, the gym.
Now, Charlotte, why would antibacterial spray be so important in a gym?
Well, gyms are really a place where there are a lot of germs. You know, you have different people coming in and out and touching everything, sweating on everything. So it's really, really helpful to have some spray like this where you can probably spray down your bike or other equipment after you've used it so that it's clean for the next person.
Right, yes. So all these amenities are provided, but usually we see such amenities or the quality of such amenities happening in a spa. It said this isn't a spa. That's because we often associate a spa with having all these different things available. Where is this happening?
So this particular gym, Cycle Bar, is in Mequon, Wisconsin, which is in the United States. And Cycle Bar provides 44 bike indoor cycling studio.
Charlotte, is that normal to have 44 bikes in an indoor cycling studio?
I think that sounds about right to me. If we do some math, that's maybe 5 rows with 9 bikes per row, and then the teacher's bike would be the 45th bike.
So you yourself have done these spin classes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the spin class that you do they have 44 bikes in it?
I think it's about right, yeah. I think, Yeah, I think there's kind of an elevated platform about halfway through the classroom. So there's three rows and then maybe two more rows in the back.
Okay. And we see here that they took all the hassle out of getting to the gym. What do we mean, Josh, when we say we've taken the hassle out of something?
Well, the hassle is sort of like the bother or the difficulty in doing something. So if you have to do a specific task or want to get something done, the hassle of doing it is all the little things you have to do that kind of make it difficult to do.
What would you say are some of the things, Charlotte, that are a hassle when you're thinking about going to the gym?
I think a lot of it would be, do I have time today? Have I finished everything I'm supposed to do? Do I have time to get to the gym and then shower and get out to what I have to go to next? What do I need to bring with me if I'm going somewhere else? I have to pack a bag first. So there is a lot of hassle involved with just getting in maybe your 60-minute workout, but then maybe there's 30 minutes before and after that you also have to account for.
Yes, exactly. And it says here, practically turned it into 60 minutes of self-indulgence of the healthiest kind. What do we mean by self-indulgence, Zach?
Yeah, so here she's saying that this gym experience is unlike from the rest because it's so comfortable, in fact, that it's self-indulgent. It's personally satisfying or pleasurable, but you're exercising, so it's also healthy.
Right, okay. Well, you know, we talked about how competition is happening within the world of gyms, and they want to get these customers coming back. So what kind of reasons are they giving customers returning back to the gym, Josh?
Well, what makes CycleBar unique is that it's been designed as a boutique gym. So unique is something that's one of a kind. There aren't many that are very like it at all. And we talked about how this boutique, which is something that is smaller, a little bit fancier, very well displayed, and very comfortable, means that if the experience is really enjoyable, that people will come back.
Right, and so they're building off a certain trend that is happening right now, Charlotte. What is that trend?
She says the trend is towards all-inclusive. Now, the word inclusive comes from the word include, which means to cover everything that you might need. So if something is all-inclusive, that means it includes every aspect of what you might need to prepare. So like we read earlier, the towels, the shampoo, the lip balm, the hair ties. I would definitely hate getting to the gym and realizing I forgot my hair tie and my hair is going to be all sweaty at the end. So I think it is a great idea to have an all-inclusive model.
Right, and this is from CycleBar owner Lauren Schroeder. And she says the reason why we're predicting you'll want to come back is because there's a certain smell about the studio, a certain way it looks. It's always clean. You come out feeling like a new person. And I know for myself, I worked in a gym for many years, and there is a certain smell about it. At the end of the day, as much as you clean the equipment and as much as you try to vacuum clean the place, it has a certain smell. So it needs some help to get rid of that smell. Oftentimes people use air freshener units or those machines that spray out air freshener. If you're able to get rid of that smell, I think that would attract a lot of people coming back, and also just keeping it very clean and tidy. Right. I know for myself, we used to clean the showers nearly every hour.
Wow.
Yeah, just to keep up with the volume of people coming through. And Charlotte, you mentioned earlier that there's a lot of sweaty bodies going through the place, right? So you want to make sure nobody gets any germs. So you have to really be on top of that cleaning. So this is one other service that they provide to attract the customer to come back. In fact, we have a little sidebar, Charlotte, about CycleBar. Do you want to read that for us?
Sure. It says, taking off. Based out of Cincinnati, CycleBar started franchising in 2014. CycleBar owner Lauren Schroeder said, there are now 52 studios open across the U.S., and more than double that are expected to open.
Okay, so if you do go onto their website and you see the map of the U.S., they are spread throughout many cities in the U.S., and they hope to double that as well. Well, let's learn a little bit more about their great service in the last column for today.
Great service. CycleBar is also pretty cool just for the way the classes are designed. Reservations for a bike can be made online. Want the front row by the instructor? That's perfectly fine. The three rows of Schwinn stationary bikes are tiered, like stadium seating. Then lights are dimmed, the music is cranked up in the theater, and riders churn out the RPMs. Making data accessible. The best part of CycleBar may be the big data. The bikes are all equipped with computer readouts that give the ride time, RPMs, power output, and level of resistance. So you have an idea of how far you've gone and how hard you're working. At the end of class, there's an email message sent to your inbox with the total results, including calories burned, as well as the music playlist the instructor arranged. Nothing beats a ride outside, but if you're going to be inside, this is a fun way to do it.
Well, listeners, one of the current business trends is boutique gyms. In order for gyms to attract customers to come back and use their services again, they are trying to increase the services they provide, whether it is having all your toiletries available or certain amenities available to you. They are trying to do that. And we've been learning about one gym in particular called Cycle Bar, which is all about cycling classes. And they are trying to do it through some interesting ways. Josh, what do we learn about what they're doing?
Well, we learned that one of the great services that they're providing is that it's pretty cool just the way that the classes are designed, so that you can make a reservation for a bike online.
Right. And so, Charlotte, is that something you're able to do with your gym right now?
No, when we get there, there's a piece of paper at the desk and you sign your name on what bike you want.
So this means you're able to make a reservation for the bike that you want to be on ahead of time.
Right. I definitely prefer the maybe second row. I don't want to be way at the back, but some people want to be as close to the instructor as possible.
Right, and so this would give them that option, right? And they said that's perfectly fine if you want to be in the front row by the instructor. You just need to reserve it online as soon as you can. Now, we learn about what kind of cycles they use. The three rows of Schwinn stationary bikes are tiered. Schwinn is one of the brands of spin cycles that are made, and so they're quite they're top quality cycles. And so we see here that they've gone into using quality as well. But they say it's tiered. And Charlotte, you mentioned earlier that your class is tiered. Is
yeah, but just one. So just they have three rows that are tiered up. So everyone has a great view of the instructor, and maybe sometimes they even have a video playing. You can pretend you're in the Alps or something.
Right, so you can think you're in the outdoors. Oh, wow, this interesting is like stadium seating, right? And then they also work on the lighting, Zach. What do we learn about that?
Yeah, here it says that the lights are dimmed. The music is cranked up in the theater and riders churn out to the RPM. So yeah, here the gym is creating an environment for its customers. The lights are turned down low or dimmed and the music is turned up so it's really, really loud, which here it says cranked up. And then the riders churn. They pedal their bikes faster and faster and their speed is measured by the RPMs. RPM stands for revolutions per minute, and it's used to measure the speed of something by determining the number of times something goes around in a circle each time.
Right, so they've created this atmosphere for the cyclists. Now, they also do something a little bit different as well, Charlotte. What do we learn in the last paragraph?
Well, it's really special that they've got the system all online, so not only can you reserve your bike online, but later you will get the data of your ride. So it says here the big data, so you will be getting all kinds of information on your bike on a computer readout about how long you were riding, the ride time, the RPMs, even the power output, so that would be measured maybe in watts, like how much electricity you produced while you were riding, and your level of resistance. So instead of just guessing, yeah, this feels like I'm on a hill, it actually tells you exactly what your level is.
Now, why would this be beneficial to the athlete or to the gym goer?
I think you can get a lot more out of your workout if you have more precise information about how fast you're going. You know, often an instructor will say, ride up to 90 RPMs, and you just have to kind of guess, maybe count your pedals as you're going, and it's a lot easier to just look down at a readout and say, oh, I'm at 85, I gotta go a little faster.
And I think it also helps you to compete against yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You can see what you're doing and perhaps chart your progress as well, especially if you have some goals with your fitness level. It says at the end of class, there's an email message sent to your inbox with the total results, including the calories burned, even the music playlist. So if you liked a song the instructor was playing, you can go buy that for yourself later on your iTunes, right? But it says at the end here, Josh, what?
Well, that nothing beats a ride outside, but if you're going to be inside, this is a fun way to do it. So it says here that, you know, really the best is to go out with your bicycle, enjoy the outdoors, but if you're not going to do that, you're going to do stationary bicycling or a spin class inside, this is definitely the way to do it.
Zach, would you be willing to do a class like this?
After reading the article, I think I would. I'm curious. I'm interested.
Well, what about you, Charlotte?
I would love to get all of the information about my ride after. That would make me want to sign up. But I don't know if I would want to go to a gym that only has spin class.
You like the variety.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Josh?
Well, I, like I said, I prefer to do my bicycling outdoors, and I prefer when I go to a gym to do swimming or yoga, but I would be interested in checking this out, and I am very interested in the data that you would get as well, because I do like to measure my performance and sort of push my own personal goals.
Right. Well, listeners, we've covered different things throughout these last 3 days about current business trends. We hope that you've learned a lot about the new business trends that are happening out there. Thanks for joining us on Advanced Radio. This is Amanda.
Zach.
Charlotte.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.